There's an article making the rounds, which was from the latest Truman Lamed Hay, that the publicity was not exactly what the article said, but the publicity was new official policy, no ever correcting a Bal Kore for a mistake. So Bal Kriya should be happy. That's it. In fact, this is a front page headline on Makori Shon 2, because I have no idea. Like, it's like Iran and don't correct Bal Kriya. I have no idea why they couldn't, and nothing else but on the front page. But so the article doesn't really exactly say that. It does call for restraint in correcting Balei Kriya. It's, you know, points out that Kriyas HaTorah is in the Rabbanon, and to be Mal Pnei Chavero is in the Sederaisa. And there are opinions that say not to correct the Bal Kriya, but stops short of saying never correct the Bal Kore. It says, you know, if it's done, so it should be done in a respectful fashion. There should only be, maybe the Gabbai should be in, or the Rabbi should be in charge of correcting, not the whole crowd, you know, yelling at the Bal Kore. But it's a nice opportunity to review a little bit this issue. So first, but, you know, two words of introduction. So obviously, the ideal is that the Bal Kore should be proficient and very careful in pronouncing everything very properly. It's very important to be makpid on all the dikdukim and to pronounce everything as clearly, to enunciate everything as clearly as possible. Mil el mil erat, be super makpid. The trup is important. Everything is important. Nothing is unimportant. People who are not able to do that, so unless there's nobody else to land there, they shouldn't get up there. We shouldn't have a choice between having to correct and potentially embarrassing people on the one hand, or having to suffer through a bad kriya on the other hand. At the same time, there is a little bit of a challenge here, because on the one hand we want to be yotzei the kriya in the best way possible. On the other hand, there is a kavod habrias issue. In addition to the kavod habrias issue, there may be a hakaras hatov issue. In a case where there's not an abundance of balei kriya who are volunteering to lane, so you have one guy who took upon himself to take the time to and the tircha to go ahead to spend a lot of time preparing the laning, which no one else was willing to do, and then everyone's going to go ahead and jump on him and yell at him. It's hakaras hatov issue as well. So how do we, what are the different shittos? How do we draw the lines over here? So the Tur does quote a machlokas harishonim about correcting Bal Kriya. The Sefer HaManig writes that it would be better not to correct the Bal Kore rather than embarrassing him. Most understand that the Sefer HaManig means, even if it's a mistake in the Kriya, that would change the meaning of the word. I have to assume that there's a limit somewhere. I once heard a Bal Kore lay in the pasuk, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. He said, Midvar Sheker Lo Tirchak. That's the worst I ever heard. So I have to assume that even the Sefer HaManig would say that's not called a kriya. At a certain point, it's a complete twisting of Torah. So, but the Sefer HaManig writes that apparently even if it's a mistake that changes the meaning, you do not correct the Bal Kore. The Bach writes that this is the minhag la'alacha. The Eliyahu Rabbah quotes from the Bach as well. There is that stream in the poskim. The Rambam, on the other hand, also quoted in the Tur, seems to say that we would correct the Bal Kore for anything and everything. And there are certainly those who take this approach as well, and say for Nefesh HaRav, quotes from Rav Salvechik, that Reb Chaim held that even for a trup mistake, you should correct the Bal Kore. And the Rav was of the opinion that if the Bal Kore won't be insulted and he won't get thrown off his rhythm, then it would be proper to be makbid for that. That's the other extreme. The Shulchan Aruch says, he quotes the Lashon HaRambam, Karo Vita Afilu Bidiktuk Osachas Machzir Osas Mekuf Membeis. He seems to hold that we would correct the Bal Kore even for something very small. There are those who claim that maybe the Mechaber doesn't mean that, but that's what the Pashas is in the Mechaber. The Derech HaMelech seems to be, however, the Psak of the Ramah. The Ramah writes, I think he probably is explaining the Mechaber, not being cholik, but maybe he's being cholik, that we'd correct the Bal Kore if the mistake that he makes changes the meaning. Now, obviously, if one doesn't know what changes the meaning, so then one would probably not be the right person to be the official corrector of the Bal Kore. But that would be that certainly, I think, is the general minhag. If it's something that changes the meaning of the word or the pasuk, then it would be proper to correct. This applies to the issue of nikud. If there's a problem in terms of the pronunciation, it could theoretically, the Mishnah Berurah points out, even apply to the trup and how a person breaks up the words of a pasuk. What about in terms of mila el and mila ra, which syllable to emphasize? So that also can sometimes change the meaning of the word. Here's a great example from this week's parsha, which, don't worry, Shia will get correct tomorrow. In the parsha of Shema, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. So many people say that, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. The correct pronunciation is V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. The emphasis is on the last syllable, not V'ahavta. And we should be makbid on this when we say Kriya Shema for ourselves. Would a person correct the Baal Koreh? So some write, in fact, that we would correct the Baal Koreh, changes the meaning. Whereas others, Halicha Shlomo, he writes that since people are used to saying it that way and they understand it, so therefore we would not correct the Baal Koreh in that circumstance. It should be noted that there may be, in cases of doubt, certainly the Be'er Halacha writes that there is more room to not correct the Baal Koreh on Kriyas HaTorah other than Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning will be a little more makbid, and the other ones will be a little less so. Ayin Sham, Dira Masel, Machzir Noso. So we should be zoche to have correct and wonderful. Kavod HaTorah dictates that we should do it correctly. At the same time, Kavod HaBrios. Have a wonderful day. Please do.